For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone. Hope you're starting out your week and kind of cruising through your week very well. Pressing in, enjoying God, arms in the air, face in the sky, looking to God. That's how we live and move and have our being. We look to Him, don't we? We get up early, and I'm excited because I know everyone who went to our South Shore meeting took those notes, had their best cup of coffee, or as one of our partners said at our meeting, she goes, "Ann, I don't drink coffee, I drink tea." Okay, had your best cup of tea, because I know she's listening too, and are digging into some of these notes. We'll be at the South Shore, the North Shore, using the facilities of Victory Fellowship Church, West Causeway Approach, Tuesday night, which at the time of this airing would be tonight, 7 p.m. I want to see you there. Please come see me. Enjoy this teaching, learn from it, grow. 7 o'clock, free of charge, men and women. We're excited. We want to meet you. We want to encourage you, help you to grow. That's what we want to do. So I hope I get to see you tonight, but we're continuing what to do when your back's up against the wall. And to catch any of these, please go to the website, click the radio menu page, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. But here's David, 16 months now, really 16 months finishing a 13-year fleeing for his life. Little does he know, 2 Samuel's on its way. The book of 2 Samuel, which will say David makes it. And he does get crowned as king of Israel. But before that happens, he's finishing this last test, man, of his character. It's rough. In fact, so bad that he was so exhausted, he aligned himself with King Achish, as an enemy. And he just wanted a reprieve. And you know, it's just food for thought. Think about it. You can find reprieve for a moment, for 16 months in a bottle. You can find reprieve, you know, going and doing whatever that thing is you're tempted to do. But there are consequences. And David felt these consequences. But here's the goodness of God. Of course, he and his 600 men come back to Ziklag, where he is stationed. That's his inheritance from the enemy king. And it's burned with fire, my brethren, burned to the ground. And the Bible says they wept till they could weep no more. What David couldn't see, we get to see as New Covenant believers, but this was an act of mercy by God. Ziklag was never meant to be David's inheritance. It had to burn to the ground. Maybe today, you know, you're just going through a breakup or a rough engagement that's over, or I don't know, a job that just, you tried so hard, it just didn't happen. Look to God. I don't know if that's your case, but for David, it had to go. There was something better on the horizon. His real destiny had to come through. And this was interesting. For 16 months, you don't see of David praying to God. No, he's in the enemy camp. But after Ziklag burns, you see him praying, weeping. If I could use a vernacular for today, on his face to the ground in the dust. We don't know how long he was there, my brethren, on his face. But something did transpire while he was on the ground. How do we know? Because God speaks to him once again. You see, man, weeping may endure for the night, but joy does come in the morning. But it's got to be with God and in God's way. Because God's got the plan. And he's our Father. He wants a relationship. So David is on the ground praying, weeps. After weeping, there comes a fresh courage back into his life. The word strengthened, we see it over and over in Hebrew. When David strengthened or encouraged himself, it means continuously he was strengthening himself. Also, in connection with it, we see in Joshua, that was a fresh courage started to be breathed back into his life. Now it was time to face the music and get up and fight. More on that tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless. See the North Shore crew tonight. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.